Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Surprise!
Oh, did you miss us?
Yeah, we couldn't just leave you hanging. Here is a little bonus episode, little snippets of unused funny little stories we've had. What's this one about, Dean?
This one is about Kathleen Kennedy.
Oh, what's she done?
Oh, you wait and see. Oh.
There's a select a vocal minority,
yeah, of subhuman
of blokes, people,
yep,
who take issue with the recent Star Wars films. For some reason, they perceive them to be some kind of SJW propaganda,
yep.
And a lot of this negativity and this insecurity is projected onto Kathleen Kennedy.
Yeah, Kathleen Kennedy. If you don't know who Kathleen Kennedy is, I mean, where have you been?
Yeah.
But she is the CEO, president, I don't know what the term is,
yep.
The king of Lucasfilm.
Yeah, the queen.
Yeah, the queen, yeah. Or whatever she prefers.
Yeah.
Our lord and savior, Kathleen Kennedy.
Absolutely, Godspeed.
But yeah, everyone, this particular group of people are convinced that she's trying to push some sort of agenda into the Star Wars trilogy. And when The Last Jedi came out, people basically thought, they didn't like the idea that Leia Organa was, I don't know, trying to teach Poe a lesson. He just happened to be a man. Some flaws
they
that
like
needed
Laura
to be.
Dern's haircut.
They didn't like that.
Pink hair, because apparently that makes her bloody feminazi. SJW, yeah.
And it's like, I even saw this one really got me. That someone was literally like, I don't like the implied romance between Laura Dern's character and Leia.
What?
During that really heartfelt scene where Laura Dern isn't acting and she's essentially saying, yeah. You taught me how to be a strong woman, Carrie Fisher.
She did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like the May the Force be with you. Do you know Carrie Fisher?
They did
that on the day.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
When they talk over each other, that's like legit.
No, you go first.
That's real.
Some people criticise that moment. I think it's really nice.
Yeah. Everyone's like, oh, it's cheesy. And I was like, what? You wouldn't be like that too? You wouldn't see.
Assuming there's a romance. I mean, it's just not there. It's just
yeah.
not there.
But anyway, with Kathleen Kennedy, she's an incredibly powerful individual.
Yes.
And these men are just scared of her. I mean,
so,
rightly so.
So insecure.
Yeah, they're so incredibly insecure.
Yeah,
but
they're scared of her.
Yeah, there's... I saw an image. It was a reply to one of Rian Johnson's tweets. Rian Johnson's the director of The Last Jedi.
Yes.
It was the sea cow that Luke drinks titty milk from in The Last Jedi. But what they'd done, they put Kathleen Kennedy's head on top of the sea cow and had Rian Johnson having a little feast.
Having a little drink.
And like they're obsessed with trying to like demasculate Rian Johnson. By the way, I don't know why sucking on a titty is a bad thing.
Right?
Yeah, like let Rian Johnson get involved. Let him do his thing. If him and Kathleen are having a bit of a fling, then let them.
That's absolutely fine.
Yeah, it's absolutely fine.
And then there was this whole thing where at Star Wars Celebration or Comic Con or one of those things, Riz Ahmed, who was in Rogue One, there was a panel, and he quite impressively, I can't remember word for word what he said, but he made a comment about, you know, he was talking about like how you can be involved with the project while not really necessarily viewing the higher ups in that much regard, or just viewing the big corporate Disney umbrella or whatever. And the whole audience looked at Kathleen. And it was very awkward because there was a sense that she sort of represented that.
It was a little bit awkward.
Oh, no, it was. And maybe that wasn't the place for that.
Yeah, I was like, a bit of a weird thing to say.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that if there was ever any doubt that he dies in the movie.
That
was it.
He dies really unceremoniously as well.
Yeah, he does.
Someone throws a grenade in a ship and just dies.
He's like mid-sentence.
Yeah.
Does anyone want any
crisps? That was genuinely brutal.
Yeah, it was. But then we came up with this sort of, like, buying into this like horrible idea that Kathleen Kennedy is this like really assertive, dominating person who hates men. We imagine that after that, Riz goes back to his hotel.
Yeah, he puts his jacket down.
He's exhausted.
He's exhausted. It's been a long press tour.
He hasn't even turned the lights on.
Yeah,
right? And he hears
the toilet flush.
The toilet flush.
He slowly turns, and the door creeps open, and Kathleen Kennedy walks out. And she's just had a very smelly shit.
She is
in Riz Ahmed's hotel room.
That is a power move. She's stunk up Riz's hotel bathroom.
Yep.
And she goes, "Hello, fucking Riz.
How are you today?"
He's like, "Kathleen, what are you? How did you?
Did you think you're pretty clever today, were you? Think you're funny?
I'm sorry. How did you get in here?
I'm doing you a favor. If you step on my toes again," and he's
I'll
like,
"Step on yours."
I'll step on yours.
Steps on his toes.
Steps on his toes. Yeah. Like smashes his big toe in yeah. and just goes, "You're not coming back." He goes, but Kathleen, I was killed with a grenade." "No, you're not coming back." And she just leaves the room.
Yeah. No, or on her way out.
Oh, God.
On her way out, he's like got his coats up or whatever. She knocks him onto the floor and goes, "Look what you've done.
Look what you've done.
Look what you've done."
And then she nicks his chocolates off the bed.
His chocolate orange.
Like, yeah. No, like the chocolates that they leave
yeah,
on the bed.
Under the pillow.
She goes, "I'm having these."
Yeah.
And she just throws them at his head. And leaves.
I'm getting mixed. I'd cry if that happened to me. I'd be so frightened.
How did she
if
get...
If anyone did that.
I love that image because I'm just like, how did she get in his hotel room?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, we all know she flattened and went underneath the door. like a puddle.
Like the Terminator.
Yeah, like the Terminator.
She just turned into, like, oil.
Yeah, it just went...
yeah, and just, like, slid under. Yeah, yeah.
But
just, and I just love, like, if anyone, the whole, flushing someone's toilet, that's how you announce that you've broken into someone's house, by flushing the toilet.
Yeah.
It's such a power move.
And it's the fact that it stinks. I bet she had a burrito and all that stuff. Yeah. She was like stocking up. She was like noshing in the Starbucks. Yeah. Like, everyone's like, "Is that Kathleen Kennedy over there?" She's like, "Ey, ey, 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 ey." And I'm like, "What is she doing?"
She did the whole plan. She saved
yeah.
it up.
Yeah, she saved it up. She did a whole thing.
Hello, fucking Riz.
Like, she talks like that. "Hello, fucking Riz."
She has a cigarette. She like puts it out on his like chest, on his shoulder.
But like, I love that image though, because like the people who are getting upset, I'm like, but the thing is, you've created this person that doesn't exist. But if they did exist, they'd be incredible.
Yeah, yeah.
Like
yeah, yeah.
They'd be amazing if Captain Kennedy was some sort of tyrant.
Some sort of oily, like extraterrestrial creature that can.
Yeah, I like, you know, like to these people, what must have happened is that Rian Johnson comes in and goes, "Hey, hi Kathleen, I'm the one who's gonna be doing Last Jedi." And she's like, "Okay, sit in this chair." "Why?" "Sit in that chair. Why is there a seatbelt in it? Put the seatbelt on." "Okay, fine." Sits down. All of a sudden, she pushes this lever, and this wall goes up, and there's this big beam ray thing, and it just presses it, and it shoots him right in the crotch, but it doesn't hurt him. He starts screaming. He goes, "Ah, ah, oh, oh, what the fuck?" And like, it's going, "Womp, womp, womp, womp," and he's got no dick. He ain't got no dick anymore. And he's like, "What? What's happening?" "That's what it requires at Lucasfilm, unfortunately." And he gives him a little kiss. And then sends him off on his way.
All right, let's get to work.
And then he opens the door, and on the way in is George Lucas. He gives him like a nod, doesn't say anything.
Yeah, he's like, "That's okay. We've all been there. Go get this one. It's all right. Okay. We've all been there, man." Yeah, that's what they think it's canon. They think that's
They think that's canon. They think that's what's happening. By the way, Kathleen, if I don't know. I mean, I imagine you've got eyes everywhere, eyes and ears everywhere. If you hear this podcast, if you want to come down and school us on how to be, I don't know, the powerful woman that you clearly are, then
let
us know.
Please.
Please don't kill us.
Yeah.
Wowzers trousers, what a journey. Oh, Kathleen, she is a character and a half. Thank you so much for listening to this ninth bonus episode of Fantastic Adventures of Dean and Bertie. Promise to see you very, very soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.